Playmaker, man. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. 2023, a whole new season. First of all, how are you feeling personally?
I'm okay. I'm getting there. It's a little bit slower than I would like, but we're just taking precautions to not let it get a little bit worse or have any setbacks. So, you know, the progression's been good. We've had no issues. Everything's went according to plan so far. So it's frustrating that, you know, I can't be out there, but, you know, I'm not too far away. You know, it's a case of weeks rather than, you know, a month plus. So I'm hopeful everything goes well. I think this next week to 10 days is pretty key in my recovery. So if all that goes well, then, you know, I think we can start pushing it from there.
So as you get younger in the game, how do you keep, how you take care of yourself as you get younger?
I know, it's you have to, the facilities we've got, it's so easy to look after yourself. You know, our staff are constantly there, you know, looking for ways to help us recover, the facilities we've got. And I think everyone now has a good understanding of what it is they need to do personally to make sure they're ready. So, and I've always been pretty good at that. I've always been pretty conscious of what my body needs. And, you know, I never really miss any games. You know, it's, this one's a bit of a different one, just completely overstretched for a ball that I probably didn't have to go for in a pre-season game. And, you know, I paid the price, but, you know, it's, apart from that, you know, I don't usually miss games. So I'm, you know,
he's the photographer who always takes a sick photo.
Louis. Ah, that's right.
What's up, how you been, man? You got one after when I snatched your back when I
slid. You're jumping.
That bromance.
Johnny, how do you assess, how did you put behind 2023 heading towards 2023? I'm sure expectations are different compared to last year, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to us. You know, it's all good, everyone talking about how bad the year it was and how much we want to change it, but we have to go and do it. You know, it's, I think everyone's had a bit of a chip on their shoulder all off season, the way things went last year. You know, I know I definitely did. And not one of us want to be in that position again. You know, this club is so used to success.
Yeah,
we've been so close to it as well at times as a team since I've been here. So everyone's mindset, you know, we came back wanting to win. You know, we have to be back challenging at the top of this division. And then on all fronts, every tournament we win, you know, everyone's got the mindset of going in there to win it. But, you know, we really have to get back to getting this club back to, you know, the successful ways that it's been used to and getting it back to where it should be.
And that speaks to the culture with Peter, right? You've been here for a while now. Speak to that culture and how that is.
No, he's a winner. And you can see that he's a fierce competitor. He was as a player, he is as a coach. And that's where he wants his teams to be. And I think you've seen throughout the years, you know, that's where we have been. You know, last year, it wasn't for a lack of being competitive. We just weren't good enough. So we know that's the least that's expected of us. And I can see it this year, you know, during pre-season. We've got off to a bit of a rocky start, but, you know, you can see that sort of fire in everyone that we want to get back to winning. And I'm sure we're not far away. We've got a great opportunity coming up at home. And it's about time that, you know, we kick on and start showing everyone that, you know, we're back to, you know, what we should be. And that's going out there playing, you know, playing the game the way we feel it should be played. You know, we're a nice team to watch, but we have to be relentless as well. And, you know, the goals need to start coming. Don't lie, he speaks Spanish. Don't lie.